When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcoming you to the first hour of our fall back edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com, just like it sounds. Martha Norwalk, N-O-R-W-A-L-K.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, and check out all the great photos and stories and animal stuff that I post there. And that's also where I'll post any alerts or things going on. And there are there's a big story going on right now in the animal world. Anyway, it is the first Sunday of November, and a lot of stuff going on. Let's get started. And of course, we can't do that without the guy that keeps everything going around here, and that, of course, would be production engineer Nathan Miller. So, good morning, Nathan.
Good morning, Martha. Hope you had a nice Halloween season. And I say Halloween season because, you know, in addition to Halloween, you got All Saints Day, then Day of the Dead, Dia de los Muertos, and a bunch of holidays around it.
All kinds of stuff going on. Well, I live out in the country, land of no sidewalks, forests and acreage, and therefore, no trick-or-treaters or action out in my neighborhood. I haven't seen a trick-or-treater since I left Laurelhurst after taking care of my dad and moved back out here. So Halloween was very quiet, although I did get to bob some corn maze and pumpkin farm for the first time ever day before Halloween. And I had heard about their incredible cinnamon pumpkin donuts.
Ooh, so those sound good.
Yeah.
Maybe throw a little maple on it too.
No maple, but cinnamon pumpkin donuts, and definitely really good, really good. I have favorite seasonal treats, and I really like pumpkin and cinnamon stuff. So my these pumpkin cinnamon donuts from Bob's, I'm sorry to tell you about them now because Bob's corn maze and pumpkin patch and all of that, their last day being open for the season is Halloween. So you can't get any of these donuts again until the middle of September when they open up again next year. But I can tell you an equally and right up there at the top of my favorite list for pumpkin stuff at this time of year is, and I got some of these too already, you have to go to PCC and their bakery, and they make pumpkin snickerdoodles.
Ooh.
And for the fall, and they are now making pumpkin snickerdoodles through the end of December. And I'll tell you, they're to die for. Oh, they're my favorite fall pumpkin spice thing. So anyway, you might want to cruise by PCC and pick up some pumpkin snickerdoodles. They're really, really good.
And I'll be right next to one soon this week. I might just have to swing by.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, they're definitely good. Now, of course, I have to cheat because fortunately, I'm not a celiac, but I am sensitive to gluten. So I have to cheat to enjoy them, but I do. And anyway. So if I'm a little weird today, we could blame it on a little gluten hangover, maybe. But anyway, they're wonderful. So, gosh, before we get cracking here on everything, we've got a lot of stuff going on here today. But let's weather. I made a point to watch the weather last night, so I know what was going on. And and the gal told me, Como gal said, you know, if you tomorrow's, you know, it's going to be dry, and if you got that one more last lawn mow, you got to get in. Sunday'd be the day to do it. Well, still raining at my house. Okay, Nathan, you turn the camera around. So, boy, it is lots of clouds.
Well, she's not wrong based off of where she's coming from. I mean, no, she's in the Seattle area, and if you look right above Seattle right now, there's just a patch of sky opening up into clouds, so they're having good weather, but everybody else, well, we got those gray clouds above us.
Yep. And I have not only the clouds, but I also have rain. And as I'm looking out my window, it is still coming down. The good news is the major blowing I've gotten done, and I caught up on that after the last storm. This was the most challenging blow of the season because all the cedar came down in this last storm last week. You know, the cedar trees flag at this time of year and drop a bunch of stuff. Anyway, I had cedar covering everything, and it was wet, but I got it all blowed off and gonna have to cut the dog yard, mow the dog yard one more time. And so I thought I was going to be doing that this afternoon, according to what the weather lady told me last night. But apparently she wasn't talking about my neighborhood because it's still raining now. So that means even, you know, waiting till after the show this afternoon, it's going to be too wet to mow. So my last mow of the season's going to have to wait. But my memory serves me correctly, I had to mow into November last year, so it wouldn't be unusual.
I always find it funny, those chances of rains, because I just clicked it over to your area. And same thing as here, it says chance of rain 30%. Well, it's raining right now. Shouldn't the chance of rain be 100%?
one would think. But anyway, I'm not in the weather business, so I'm not sure how they figure things out.
I always interpret it as it's going to rain 30% of the day, if I see that.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe that's true. I don't know. I haven't paid attention about that.
And then when you go hour to hour, that's when you can take the percentages as chances.
All right. So anyway, if you're in the city, Seattle, maybe you'll have a brighter day and afternoon, because that's what the sky looks like over you. But the surrounding areas, we're in for some, or at least rain is continuing here. I expect that it'll probably lighten up, and maybe it'll have stopped raining by the time show's over, and when I have to do Sunday afternoon chores, it'll not be raining. So that would be a good thing. Anyway, boy, a lot of stuff going on, so we don't miss it. Nathan, update on you and your condo. Last time we were together, let's see, that was 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Carpet had just gone in and things were looking good, and it was sounding like you might be starting to move in. So
last week.
So where are we?
Last week, I brought some dressers and a recliner chair over and just some other kind of smaller things. So I did pretty much half of the moving. And then this week, in just a couple days, I'll be bringing over the bed and the sofa and the remaining dressers. And all the big stuff will be moved over and all furnished up.
So and that means that then, I mean, once your bed is there, are you going to start living there?
That's the plan.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, that's exciting news.
This is the final big move-in day. Of course, I'll probably be bringing over some smaller things later on, but as far as being able to reside in the place, I'll have everything done.
Okay. And then we will briefly mention in our sporting section, not a whole lot to talk about except the Seahawks these days.
Well, I'm happy the Dodgers won. The World
Series.
Well,
yeah, okay. World Series ended, and at least we kept it on the West Coast, and the Dodgers, of course, were pretty happy and had a big celebration. I saw something on that a brief flash of a big parade yesterday and so forth. So,
and more importantly, the Yankees lost, so that's always a good thing.
Nobody seems to like the Yankees.
No, unless you're from New York.
Yeah, for sure. Well, not even some of them like them, you know. So anyway, we've got the Seahawks, but boy, they need some help. I'm not sure how it's happened, but I think, aren't they still tied for first place or something? It's kind of hard to believe with the crummy record they have and all this. And all I can say is that I miss Pete Carroll. Mm. I'm just not wild about this new coach. And I,
it was funny. I was at a silent auction yesterday and they had all the stuff laid out for people to bid on. And one of the packages in the baskets was the tickets to the Seahawks versus Packers game. And everything had a bid on it except for that. Nobody wanted to go to the Seahawks versus Packers game.
Oh, no. Well, all right. Well, we'll both think good thoughts for the Seahawks. And they are not interfering with Animal World today. I think there were 125, I think, is kickoff this afternoon. Anyway, if you want to support the Seahawks or watch, I've decided that they do better if I'm not watching, so I'll check in, but I don't know how long I'll be there. It will depend on how they're doing. But a nice distraction. There's a lot of stuff going on right now, and we're going to address a lot of it today. And, you know, besides everything else that's going on, Nathan, we have a big election coming up.
We do.
And I just have to say that if you're paying attention at all, and probably even it doesn't matter what side, you know, you're on, red or blue, there's a lot of anxiety and tension out there and people on edge. I certainly am one of those, and I'm doing my best to stay in balance. And so I've got some help for us today, and we've got some information. We are going to address that, because if we humans are all stressed out, of course, you know, it stresses out our animal friends. So what can we do about that? So we've got some, the first thing I'm going to say is that if you ever thought your vote didn't count, well, let that go. Everybody's votes count, especially in this election, which I do believe is probably the most important election we'll ever vote in our lifetimes. So it is important to vote. So, Nathan, have you voted?
I was very early, and once I got my ballot, 2 days later, it was in the drop box.
Well, good for you, and guess what? I beat you.
Because
my ballot came in the mail on Friday, and so did Jude's. I went and I picked up, so she filled her, I picked hers up, and because she doesn't drive, and I filled out mine, and so ours went into the drop box the second day. So, you know, I got it on Friday, it was in the drop box on Saturday, and so I think I beat you by 1 day.
Maybe. I think you did too.
Yeah, because you had 2 days. I did it in 1 day. So I voted. Everybody else needs to vote. And then for last minute updates, anybody out there undecided about who you're going to vote for in the election and the presidential race and that sort of thing? Well, we've got some animal information. Have you checked it out? Have you checked out the presidential race related to animals? Do you know who's best for animals? Do you know the records on each side and who's supported animals and who hasn't and all that sort of stuff? Well, guess what? Of course, Merritt and Beth Clifton, Animals 24-7, are all over that. And man, there's all kinds of information. So from 11 to 11:30, Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org will be here. And they're going to fill us in on the records of both candidates and for animals and who's good for what and all of that. So if you need a reason, to vote, What better reason, if you're here on Animal World, you love animals, than voting for the administration that will do the best and support our animal friends? So we'll have lots of information for you on that. And then the last thing, there's a big story in the news right now. If you've been paying attention at all, it should have come through your news feed, and it's still in my news feed. And it's a story, Nathan, about a celebrity guy, I think it was back in New York, rescued a squirrel and it started a little animal rescue, and it was in the process of getting permits, and the squirrel, I think mother was killed, and he tried to say he saved the squirrel baby and tried to reinduce it back in the wild, but squirrel wanted to stay. So the squirrel's been with him for, the squirrel's name is Peanut, and it's been, I think, 9 years or so, and has become an internet celebrity and very cool. Well, I don't know, somebody complained, and then raids happened, and it just, I don't know, it makes me sick to my stomach, and I cry every time I hear the story. Just some real issues. We will also, Merritt and Beth from animals247.org have all the details on this, and something we really don't know, because the authorities confiscated the squirrel and then a raccoon, and they immediately killed them both to test for rabies. And it was terribly, terribly handled. And anyway, so we have the details and information and what y'all need to know, and what's the difference between squirrels and raccoons and rabies and all of that. Well, wouldn't you know that Beth Clifton, you know, used to be in animal control and all of this sort of stuff, and has direct information. So we're going to learn a lot about all of that. So you want to be here in the 11 o'clock hour for sure. Then what we've got to do, it's time to officially start the show. And I think we'll do all that, Nathan, and then take care of our advertisers, and then we'll be ready to switch and start. Because, of course, it's the first Sunday of November, so it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. We'll start with Meow Cat Rescue in Maryland, and that will be after I get the show started with our prayer and affirmation ritual. And we take care of advertisers, and then we'll be ready to roll. Now, if you haven't been here, I officially start the show by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years, and that, of course, would be Saint Francis. And because it's Sunday and I can, we do a couple of little Saint Francis prayers, one for the our animal friends and one for us human animals. And then we got a pile of affirmations that we do to spiritualize up ourselves for the day and the week. And many of you use these affirmations on a daily basis, as I do. Well, this is where our election anxiety support is going to start, because I was delighted to find out, sounds like, that my spiritual family, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, Ananda came up, they are not unaware of the heightened anxiety and, of course, the threats of violence and all the things that could happen with the election and then right after it, and who knows what's going to shake out. Well, we want to do our part to try to keep peace and harmony going throughout the country and this cycle. So we have a ritual here. And so if you're one of the ones that's real nervous and all of that sort of thing, and you'd like to do something to help calm things down, and yourself included, we got that base covered. And so we're changing up the affirmations. I'm adding one, replacing one today, and we're going to start the show with it today. And we will also do it in the 11:30 to 12 with our interview with Ananda. And there are some events on Election Day that you can participate in, either in person or online, that will also help keep your energy calm, and that you can feel like you're doing something to help. All righty. So here we go. It'll make more sense to you when I get to the affirmation I'm talking about. All righty. So I always start with a prayer to Saint Francis for our animal friends. Oh, and by the way, participating with me on the prayers and the affirmations is optional. You can do them all along with me, out loud or silently, or not at all. It's not like dancing and bringing the energy and spreading love around the country. That's really important also. When we do the love train at 10 and 11, dancing is required. But here, prayers and affirmations, you can opt out. What's wrong with that picture? I'm not sure. Anyway, here we go. Start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Alrighty, now for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Alrighty, here we go with our affirmations, all contributed by one of our member of our Animal World family here or there. And this one came from me, and it was a spiritual assignment years ago. Do this affirmation once a day for a week, see what happens. Well, changed my life, so it is a permanent part of my affirmation rituals, and I share it with you. Very powerful. And I say each of these affirmations three times, which you are welcome to do along with me. Here we go with affirmation number one. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Alrighty, the second affirmation comes from Linda Rasmussen, our one of our neuroenergetic balancers and best practitioner, and Dr. Nell's too, and it's also Dr. Nell's monthly affirmation for this month, so we're all in tune. Here we go. This one is also very powerful. Three times. And when I talk about abundance, imagine what kind of abundance you want in your life right now as you say this affirmation. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Alrighty, this next one comes from the Ananda Institute, the Italian division, and this is the one I use to keep me and my animals in a good balance and in the right frame of mind and energy, especially going out in the world these days. Three times, here we go. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. Oh, phew. All righty. And this next one, it comes from Natasha Venter, our animal communicator and medium and psychic gal, personal awareness coach. And this is the one I use this for me and my animals to keep us balanced and getting along with this crazy energy we're having to deal with all the time, which is at an all-time high right now, I think. Here we go three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, now at this point, I would normally do the Ananda Warriors of Light affirmation, which is still a fabulous affirmation, but in honor of time, this is where we are going to replace this affirmation today with this Ananda peace and harmony ritual here. So I'm going to just read to you the little introduction here before we do the affirmation so you'll understand. And this comes from Ananda and is to friends, students, and members of Ananda. So this includes you. You're part of the friends group. Soon, Tuesday, November 5th, voting will take place for general elections in the United States. These are interesting and turbulent times, times when prayers for peace and harmony are especially important. Predictions and warnings of social unrest are rampant, even if potentially exaggerated. Emotions certainly are running high and will likely be at fever pitch around the time of and on the day of the election. The universe is a manifestation of consciousness, and thoughts are, as Paramahansa Yogananda wisely put it, quote, universally, not individually rooted. That's kind of the thought directs energy stuff, folks. Our prayers, therefore, can unite with others of goodwill, creating a wave form of peace and harmony. We've divided our peace initiative into three parts. Okay. Now, part one is what I'm going to introduce to you now. And then the part two of the vigils are what's going to happen on election day. And I'll talk to you about that when I have Nancy on at 11:30 for the Ananda interview. Okay, so part one is the prayer for peace and harmony beginning right away. In the days remaining now before the election, we invite you to use this prayer affirmation in some form that suits your own inspiration. The basic prayer goes this way. Quote unquote, Lord is how we start. Fill Lord, or you can use whatever you want to pray to. It could be Lord, Divine Mother, Guru, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Krishna, Buddha, whatever spirit, you know. Okay, so Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Okay, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Now, we use this prayer, when we use the prayer, we repeat this 10 times and then add three repetitions as follows. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. However you might use this, we recommend reciting this prayer affirmation 5 times a day. Okay, so we're going to do the first time right now, 10 times on the first affirmation, 3 on the second, and I'm adjusting where I'm going to change one word in the affirmation we're going to do now. I'm going to say, Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony. And then we'll do the world at 11:30, so we'll cover both ends. All right, so 10 times, here we go. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this country with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. All right, now we do the second affirmation 3 times. Here we go. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Woo! All righty. Now together we're helping. And remember that thought directs energy. And can you imagine this prayer affirmation ritual is going on all over the world? Ananda is worldwide, and all of the groups around the world are doing this. Can you imagine the power? Okay. So that we are going to participate. And I don't know about you. Did you do that with me? Don't you feel a little bit better now? A little bit calmer, a little bit more peaceful. I've been doing this pretty much nonstop as much as I can since Ananda sent it out. We will do it again. We will conclude the show today. Nancy and I will do this with you again today before we end the show, and that's between the 11:30 and 12 o'clock segment. All righty then, and we conclude our whole prayer and ritual with Dr. Nell's contribution. And the way we set this energy is cross your hands over your heart with me and repeat, I trust, I trust, I trust. Whew. All righty. Well, we are all spiritualized up and we got that peace and harmony going around here and the country. And we are now going to take care of our advertisers and then we'll get to Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And of course, we're starting with meow, 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 meow. The kitties will be up next. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Self-help, healing, spirituality, and more on Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And we heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. You can check them out at anandawashington.org. And, of course, we'll be telling you about the great classes coming up and events and more about the peace and harmony rituals. And thank goodness, if you're having a hard time, Ananda's got stuff all day on Tuesday to help us, you know, stay calm and help contribute to peace and harmony in this country instead of turmoil. So we will have more of that going on. And you need help with your dog friends? You know anybody that's got problems with their dogs and needs help? Well, that's what I do, an animal behavior therapist and trainer. And I work with people privately in their home to help them understand the dogs and solve problems quickly. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. So if you or anyone you know has problems with your dog friends, write down my number. Call me when you can, because I'll talk to you for free on the phone. Anyway, write this down. My phone number, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Feel free to pass it around and, like I said, tell your friends, I'll talk to you for free over the phone. All righty then. It is time to begin Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And as usual, we are going to start in Kirkland, Meow Cat Rescue. And welcome back, Marilyn Hendrickson. Good morning, Marilyn. Welcome back to Animal World.
Good morning, and thank you.
Hey, how are you doing? I'm assuming you got clouds down in the Kirkland area.
No, it's sunny.
Whoa! Okay, so you're the one that they were talking about on the air last night, the weather.
Yeah.
So Kirkland's got the sunshine, huh?
It's headed your way soon.
All right. That's wonderful. So before we get off talking about meow and kitties and all that kind of stuff, why don't you give everybody an idea, what is Meow Cat Rescue all about?
Meow is a 501c3 nonprofit rescue organization located in Kirkland. We rescue dogs and cats. Cats are on site and in foster homes. Dogs are all in foster homes. And we're in our 28th year. And I'm here to say this has been the busiest, craziest, most challenging year since I've been in animal rescue.
Wow, that's saying a lot, because you've been in animal rescue for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And is that more animals to deal with that's the biggest issue?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I know we lost a lot of ground during COVID,
the
pandemic, because a lot of cats and kittens were not being altered. And boy, are we seeing the aftermath of that.
Oh, hadn't thought about that, with the lockdowns and all of that. Maybe a lot of balls were dropped and cats didn't get spayed and neutered where they should have been.
Huh. Yeah.
And so we're seeing a rise in the overpopulation problem as a result of that.
We are.
Wow.
We are.
So,
here in November, and we still have kittens coming out of every nook and cranny of our shelter and our foster homes.
So it used to be in years and mostly decades past, by now, November, it'd be getting hard to find kittens. And there was a period of time around here, I have to say decades ago, I'm old enough to say that, of course, that you'd get towards November, December, January, you couldn't find a kitten to save your soul if you wanted one. Well, those days are over, as Marilyn says. So you got kittens up the kazoo, huh? You're overloaded.
We do. And our phone rings nonstop all day, every day. People have found kittens. Our rescuers are working 24/7, rescuing cats and kittens from all kinds of different situations.
Now that brings up a question for me.
Okay.
Because, and we've talked about it sometimes. If you own an animal, dog or cat, and you can no longer keep them for whatever reason and you want to rehome them, you can take those animals to any shelter, private or non-private, if they have room and will accept them. If you own the animal. But if you find a stray or a lost or whatever animal, legally, the private nonprofit shelters like Meow, legally, you're not allowed to take, strays. They have to go to the city or county shelters. And I think the reasoning behind that is so when people are looking for their animals, there's a consistent place to look and be able to find them. But you were just mentioning, Marilyn, you're saying people are finding kittens and litter and all that kind of stuff. When it comes to like kittens and being found, that kind of situation, are you able to take those kittens and stuff? How does that work?
Well, yeah, a perfect example of that is I currently have a mom and her kittens, and they were seen wandering on somebody's property all summer long. And then she saw the cat getting fatter and fatter, and then one day she was skinny and she found these babies, and so we know that she didn't belong to anybody.
Okay, because she'd been there all summer long. So you kind of evaluate on an individual case then.
Yeah, and then we've got the most amazing group of rescuers who are out there in the woods, at campgrounds, in rural areas, rescuing cats and kittens left and right, and they're tired. It's been a long year for them.
Wow. Wow. And is it slowing down at all? Do you expecting this to just continue through the winter?
It is not slowing down at all.
Wow.
And this is the first year that I think that I can confidently say it's as busy now as it was in July. So
wow. Wow. All right. Well, we need to hear more about that. So anyway, looking at the clock, we need to take care of advertisers one more time in the hour. So let's keep Nathan happy and stay on schedule. Then when we continue with Marilyn, we'll find out more because, boy, it's the time with all those kittens coming out of their eyeballs. That's good news for any of you that want to adopt kitties. And it sounds like they can accommodate you with kittens or adults or older models or whatever. And we're going to find out all about that. And I have another question for Marilyn about a particular situation. So everybody stay right where you are. We'll take care of our advertisers, and then we will continue our discussion with Meow Cat Rescue straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, it's Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we are winding down the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already. We heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen, our neuroenergetic balancing Rasmussen reset guy, and check him out at healingministryforanimals.com. If you haven't signed up and joined the private group, it only costs $10. That allows you to make sure that he will always be able to work with you and your animal friends, and it allows you to take the free classes he's doing. And he's twisted Martha's arm, and guess what? I'm doing a free seminar for members of the group in December, and I'm going to teach you interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication. Woohoo! So you want a private class with Martha? You got to join the group with Dr. Nils, and his fabulous newsletter came out this morning. So healingministryforanimals.com, get online and join the private group so you can join our free class that I'm going to be teaching, plus the other ones. And he's doing the Reset Your Human class coming up this month. And so you got to join if you want to partake and or participate. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. If you're interested, shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available and has openings for new clients. And if you would like to visit her in the Whispering Dragon Healing Center, it's in her home now in Shoreline. Fabulous location, easy, great parking. And what a gift it is to be in the room with the gongs and the forks and the chimes. She does incredible light chiropractic, and the acutonics is phenomenally powerful. She can work with you in person or remotely. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty, we are headed back to Meow Cat Rescue, and we're talking to Marilyn. Good morning again, Marilyn.
Good morning.
And I just want to follow up that we know now that kitten season hasn't even begun to slow down, that you guys are up to your eyeballs in kitties, but that's good news for us out here, because that means there's lots of kitties to choose from if we want to adopt or add kitties to our life. And the wonderful bonus about getting kittens from Meow is that when you do adopt them, they've already been spayed or neutered. They've had their vaccines. They've been wormed. They've got microchips. I mean, all the stuff's already done. And man, that can be so expensive and hard to do these days. That's a real bonus, I think. When you and by the time they're old enough to do that, and what's the average age, Marilyn, that the kitties usually get spayed and neutered and then can go in the shelter for adoption?
About 3 months.
About 3 months, yeah. So then you kind of can get an idea of what their personalities are like and so forth. You know, you get really, really young kittens, and you often, you know, they don't end up growing up into the personality that you would like from a kitty. But this way, you know, they're already got little personalities, and of course they've been raised in wonderful Meow foster homes. I want to ask you. But before we do that. Meow is now open 4 days a week for adoptions. Is that correct?
Yep. Thursday through Sunday, 1 to 5 p.m.
Ooh, so that means you can go this afternoon if you like, 1 to 5 p.m. And boy, I have to say, Meow posts on Facebook photos of the kittens and who's available, and then adoptions. You got a lot of really cute kitties down there now. I just love seeing the photographs. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
I got a friend who lives out, you know, like I do in the country, and you know, acreage, and you know, has horses, barn, that sort of thing. Well, her barn cats recently, you know, have passed on, and she needs a barn cat or cats, but it needs to be a cat, you know, that's you know, wild enough to stay in the barn. You know, she's not looking for a house cat, barn cats. Now, I don't even know if you, and Marilyn, I mean by you, I mean Meow, because I know your policies, you know, that cats need to be indoor cats and all of that. And you've got rules for adoption, but do you have anything set up for people that maybe need barn cats, or do you have any advice or where, you know, how this person could proceed?
I do.
Okay.
Actually, maybe you could hook her up with me and I can talk to her offline. But we have rescuers that rescue cats from various situations. And some of these cats are feral.
Uh-huh.
And they take them in and they have them spayed, neutered, vaccinated and everything. But then they have nowhere to go. So I can help her.
Oh, okay. Fantastic. Well, everybody who's listening now, y'all know who I'm talking about. It's Artina. Okay? Artina Lake Stevens, as she calls in, you know, and for Dr. Nels and Linda to treat and Natasha. At any rate, you may have heard us talking to Tina when her older kitty was, you know, getting to that point of passing on. So, her name is Tina, Marilyn, and I will contact her after the show and tell her to call me out and ask to speak with you. And then, cause that's great. Cause I don't think Marilyn and I have ever talked about how to, you know, barn cats. So that's really good to know that, they wouldn't be something you'd come to the shelter to find, but if you connect with meow behind the scenes, you guys are working. And often there are feral cats that do have no place to take them or put them. So that would be perfect. So, all right, that's the way. So if anybody out there, you're listening and you're thinking, well, I need a barn cat or cats. Well, call me out and ask for Marilyn.
And now, I should note, the thing about barn cats, there's two big things. One is sometimes people think that barn cats can live solely on rodents. But that's not true. They need to be fed and watered just like every other pet. And the other thing is, when we are relocating a cat to a barn, there has to be a confinement period. I think it's 30 days, because if you just take a feral cat and put it like in Tina's barn, for example.
Right. Doesn't mean it's going to stay. It's not bonded there yet.
Yeah. It needs to learn the environment, the smells, the sounds, the vibrations, all of that. So it's
And there's some techniques you can use to help them bond to the environment more, and we can talk about that, especially if Tina ends up getting some of these kitties. But that's, as a behavior therapist, that's what I would recommend, is having them confined in the barn for at least a month. Feed them during that time, and that, you know, bonds them to the barn, and this is home, and that where food is and all of that. But you're right. You don't expect them to live on rodents alone.
No.
And that's part of the way you keep them in your barn and establish them there is by, you know, feeding them as well. So that's great advice. And I will put Tina in touch with you. And then we'll have a story to tell about getting barn cats and all of that. So I think last month when we left you, Marilyn, there you had a kind of a fancy garage sale going on coming up. So did that event go well?
Yeah, it went really well. That came and went. It was a hit.
Excellent.
Lots of happy people. And we're gearing up for our holiday bazaar. I don't have the date yet.
But isn't that usually the beginning of December, or is it November? I can't remember.
Yeah, well, it's usually a week after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Okay, so that would, and that's the holiday bazaar. Isn't that at the church close to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so that'll come up probably the week after November.
I'm thinking, well,
I mean, the week after Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving are very close together this year. I'm thinking it'll probably be December 7th.
Okay.
But so that, I'll let you know.
All right. Looking at my handy dandy calendar here. All right. So that would mean that we would talk to you one more time the week before. So you'd be able to fill us in. But in the meantime, Marilyn will get me the information on the holiday bazaar coming up, and we'll get that on current events, you know, as soon as we get it. But we'll be able to talk about it again. So anything else that we need to know about coming up at Meow or special animals, or what else would you like to share with us today?
Please spay and neuter. Please keep your cats indoors. And don't shop, adopt, as we always say.
Don't shop, adopt?
Don't shop for cats, adopt.
Oh, in don't shop words, for cats. Adopt. I get it. Okay, that makes sense to me. All right. Any special kitties that you have on your mind that are looking for a special home or special needs?
Oh, boy, we have so many. I think the one I'm thinking about in particular right now, her name is Tootsie. She was found, she had been hit by a car, found on the side of the road. She had no collar, no microchip. She wasn't spayed, any of those things. But we took her in. She had to have surgery. I think she had to have her... the femoral head, I think, had to be repaired. And she recovered in a foster home, and she's now available for adoption. She's a really sweet, tiny little cat.
What color is she?
She's black and white tux.
Black and white tux. Okay. And you said Tootsie? What's her
name?
Tootsie. Yeah. I like that name. That's very cool.
Yeah.
All right, so Tootsie needs a good home. Anybody else you can think of?
Oh, my gosh, I don't even know where to start. Yes, we've got, we have another cat who came to us. Oh, I don't think she's quite available yet, though. Oh, kittens.
Yeah, and you've got pretty much, I saw pictures of lots of little tabby kittens, and tabbies are one of my favorites. Lots of great tabby kittens, it looks like, and always, black and white models, and then you usually have something of every color possibility available.
We do have a cat he's very near and dear to my heart. His name is Pedro. He's a great, big, enormous black and white bicolor. He's like a teddy bear. And his head is enormous. He has no neck. He's all floppy and just really laid back. He's an awesome cat.
And what color is he? You said black, black and white?
Black and white bicolor. Yeah.
Okay, and what was his name again?
His name is Pedro.
Pedro, the black and white big hug and snuggle model, is he?
Oh my gosh, he's just unbelievable.
Okay, yeah. Pedro needs a home, you guys.
Yes.
All right, well, so, there's a lot of great kitties. And if you want to check ahead of time, you can go to meowcatrescue.org, click on available cats and kittens or available dogs and puppies. Dogs, dogs are in foster, so you check them out online and then make an appointment to meet them if you're interested. Kitties, of course, that once they're available for adoption, they're usually in the shelter. And they're open even this afternoon from 1 to 5, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 1 to 5 is when you can go and meet kitties and adopt. So you could check out the website, see if there's anything you're interested in, or you could just go down to Meow this afternoon and see who grabs your heart. I'm assuming, Marilyn, I know we don't have dates or anything yet, but you'll be doing Santa Paws pictures and all that kind of stuff coming up for the holiday season when it's time, correct?
Yep. Yes.
All right. So stay tuned on all of that. Marilyn, thank you for all the great work you do. I'll have Tina be in touch with you for Barn Cats. And we will talk again the first Sunday of December. Oh, and have you voted yet, Marilyn?
Are you kidding? Yes.
I take that yes and early. So vote. Okay. Tell everybody
it
comes in. Vote. All righty. Yes. Marilyn, thanks so much. We'll talk to you next month.
Okay, peace and harmony to all.
Yes, peace and her. Lord, fill this country and world with peace and harmony, and Meow Cat Rescue too. All right, God bless. We'll talk to you next month. Bye-bye. Okay. All righty then. Oh, gosh, don't you just feel better whenever you hear that phrase now? Okay, that's what's going to get us through the next few days and however long after we need to do this. Alrighty then, we are closing out hour number one. That means we get to fire up the love train, and you don't get to opt out on this one, folks. Dancing is required. This is going to get our energy flowing and exercise started for the morning. And then while we're sending love all over the world, you know, there's lots of places it needs to go. Let's send all those places, but also around this country and the election. So I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the love train. It's coming right up. And Help Animals India will be on the other side. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.